November the 15th, 1986, New York City. If you're hearing this, I guess that means someone finally found those notebooks I left in Vancouver. I wonder how long it took. A month? 10 years? 50? Whenever it is, hopefully it's not too late. At least Linney and scholarship is still alive. I imagine a world one day where every school child knows the name of Giuseppe Cognomi. I apologize for the theatrics in getting you here. People must think I went crazy near the end. But everything I did was for a reason, as you'll see. And it worked. You've made it. I applaud you. You're taking on some very important work. However, if you found this tape, I should warn you that you may be in for some trouble. If the Benjamin Smith Institute is still around, I have a feeling they are. Well, let's just say that they're not too pleased with the direction my work has been going. But I'll get to all that. If you're uncertain about this path you're going down, turn the tape off now. Put it back in the box. Leave it for someone else. Someone who's ready for the difficulties that come with this pursuit. And if you're one of the Smith minions, well, I guess you won. But I pity you. You're a puppet. You've been manipulated, lied to. You don't have a clue what they're really after. We are guardians. Have you ever thought to consider what exactly that means? Maybe this tape can open your eyes. And if it's you, Lyman, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't tell you more about what I've been doing. Sorry I kept you in the dark. Sorry I left without saying goodbye. It was for your own safety, I assure you. I know you think I'm just paranoid. My death will prove you wrong. I've no doubt anymore that I'm a dead woman walking. Only a matter of time now. Those damn Smithies have been hounding me for a long while. You don't want that on you. I trust you'll do as I ask and walk away from Linney and scholarship. You aren't cut out for this. The Smith Institute has successfully stopped the publication of my book. They've stolen my manuscript and destroyed most of my notes, so I'm making this tape, hiding it right under their noses, right down the street from their Manhattan offices. Last place they'll look. I've been hiding out here for the past few months, and I've had more rest than I've had in years. But it's only a matter of time now. I'm sorry for the lengthy prologue. Allow me to begin. The story begins in ancient history.